I can stand anything, said a young man, but temptation. He was like a lot of young people and young men and women today, you know. I was thinking along that line as I was reading this week the fourth chapter of Luke, where it tells of Jesus' temptation. Jesus, you know, was human yet divine. He knew what it was to hunger, to thirst, to cry, to have sorrow of heart, and to be tempted. He had passions like we have, yet he was without sin. The old devil came to him when he was weak. He had fasted 40 days, and he was weak, and the devil knew it, and he came to him just at that time and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." Notice the "if" in verse 3 of Luke 4. If, and Jesus answered and said, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Then in verse 5 it says, he took him up on a high mountain and said, "All this power will I give thee, if thou but fall down and worship me." And Jesus answered and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship." Then he took him up on a high pinnacle and said, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee." And Jesus answered, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And it says the devil left him for a season. He left him for a season. Notice, will you please, he quoted from Scripture. And my friend, just because someone rings your doorbell and comes around and quotes Scripture and says there's no hell and this and that, some of the little side tangents, you know, don't you believe them? No, sir. The devil did that. The devil can quote Scripture as well as anyone else. Notice, too, he was there in person. He talked, he walked, he had power, he was a real person, the devil was, and you can laugh and poke fun and joke all you want about the devil, but he's a real being and a real person. And then I noticed he cast doubt. He said, if, he's not the devil of Dante. He's shrewd, he's slippery, he uses people, he doesn't run around with a horn sticking out of his head. Oh, no. He often uses preachers to say, "Oh, why, there is no hell. Don't let that worry. There is no hell. It's just all the hell you get, what you get here," and so on. Just live the life, so on. That's the devil. That's his message. That's what he does today. And notice, if you please, his appeal. It was personal. It was fleshly. Jesus craved food. And you know, there are thousands of people today that sell their souls for fleshly satisfaction, for food, for their stomachs, for sensation, for a thrill. They sell their souls too cheaply. I stood on Hollywood Boulevard at Vine Street a few days ago, and I saw young men and women looking for a thrill. I stood at Times Square in New York City on Broadway, and I saw thousands of young men and women looking for a thrill, and you can get it. The world gives you a thrill if you want that kind. But our argument is, and we maintain as young men and women, that the Lord Jesus gives a person a thrill the like of which all Hollywood put together can't give you. We know we've tasted of the Son of God, and we've found the thrill of thrills, the like of which no one else can give. I say it was a personal appeal. And that's why we offer you the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, in a real manly way today to come out and take your stand for him. It was real temptation. He offered him power. He said, "All this will I give thee." And I was thinking, there are a lot of you listening to my voice that have sold out your Savior for a little power. Power in business. Power through money. Power through a career. Power through your friends. You've built up a barrier around you, a barrier of circumstances and friends that you just absolutely could not accept Christ as your Savior today. Why? Because you've built that barrier around you which absolutely prevents you from standing for the Son of God. It'll cost you too much. It'll cost you all your friends and all those things that you've built up through the years, and it's well nigh impossible for you to be saved and follow the Son of God. The devil holds it before you. It was temptation, and you sold your Savior for less than 30 pieces of silver. "All this will I give thee." Yes, it looks good. It glitters. The life looks gay. The crowd looks happy. But what does he give? He gives, the old devil gives you fleshly satisfaction ending in disease. He gives you drunkenness that ends in headaches and debauchery. This week here in Philadelphia on Arch Street, as I was rushing for a train, reeled a poor woman so drunk she could hardly stand up. The marks of sin all over her face being fastened together with adhesive tape. A sorry looking mess. A wonderful example of what the devil pays. I tell you, it was pitiable. It was sad. "All this," he doesn't say anything about that, you know. He didn't say anything about that, the devil, when he was offering temptation. "All this," he says, "I will give thee." He gives you rotten language. He gives you foul thoughts and a death. He gives you physical death. He allows you to go on from the first death to the second death to the judgment and to hell. Oh, what pain. Hell where you're punished forever. Hell where there's no back door out. What a reward for a careless life without the Son of God. What pain, but it's sure. It's yours if you choose the world instead of Jesus. Go ahead. Go on. Make your choice. God says, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. And you choose that way, my friend, the easy road, the broad road. Go ahead. And the result will be death forever and ever. And then I noticed this another temptation. It was patriarchal. It was fatherly. He said, cast yourself down. Your father will care for you. Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Oh, how he wanted to flaunt it before God. Oh, how he wanted to sneer at the Holy Father. And it says he departed from him for a season. You know, he doesn't leave you long. He's out to get you. He's out to cripple the saint. He doesn't care so much about you, the sinner. You don't care about God's day. You don't care about the things of God. He doesn't bother much about you. But the one that takes their stand for the Son of God, he starts immediately to go after you. Don't, my friend, let the devil cripple your soul. Don't let him cast a weight around you and send you to hell. You, if you're an attractive young fellow or an attractive young woman, the devil will bid high for you. He'll offer you plenty. But remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Just a few weeks ago, I was preaching in Los Angeles, and when I finished, there stood before me William P. Nicholson, that great evangelist. I looked down, and to my utter surprise, I saw him standing there, and I said, Mr. Nicholson. I put my arms around him and gave him a hug, and I said, thank you. Thank you for preaching on hell when you led me to Jesus September 23rd. It took a message on hell to jar me loose. Oh, how I appreciate it that he had the courage to do it on that Sunday morning service. That's what I've tried to do with you today. I've talked to you about eternity, about your sin, about temptations, about hell, and about heaven. But oh, may God help you to choose Christ today and not go to hell, but to come to the Son of God and claim him as your Savior.